236 days until Halloween. It was early 1990s, and I was looking for something interesting on TV. We had 5.5 channels. Too legitimate and so painfully boring that if I had to watch them, it felt like being at the dentist or even the church. And we had 3 bootleg ones. RTL, ProSieben, and Sky One.
The British Sky Broadcasting Network.
The first 2 were in German. We would also pick up Československa Televizia Praha, Czechoslovakian TV from Prague. But it was bad reception because it was far away. I think only one person ever watched it, as it gave him escape from his stupid father's beatings. He just happened to be in my school group, and one time he reported that he just watched Batman, where the line, "I'm Batman," was translated as,
"Ja sam nie to perek."
And most people stopped tuning in after that. Well, I was flipping through all the 3 interesting channels, featuring a weather report from the goddamn cliffs of Dover, some kind of a musketeer series where David Hasselhoff is a sophisticated rich guy, and Roseanne Barr sitting in John Goodman's lap, dressed up as a beat-up fat boy, popped up. I was like, what the... And at this point, I would have invented the F-word if I didn't know it already. Thanks, Hollywood. Is going on. I didn't go to school that day. The bullies were getting crafty. I just stopped going to school. Only an idiot would go into that. And so I sat there quietly, alone, in a former communist country that's clearly stealing cable from more interesting nearby nations, transfixed by my favorite actress that I knew from a movie called She-Devil, being even weirder. Between all the different shows I watched, I pieced together that Americans have a day called Halloween. We also had a scary day, but we just burned bad witches made out of straw. And I completely understood Halloween as being extremely, extremely important, and that if I wanted to be a real American boy, I would have to take it extremely, extremely seriously. After witnessing my bullies turn from friends to basically monsters, I taught myself how to be a warrior and a gentleman and be a proper person. When I started working as a programmer in America, I carried a briefcase and wore a black Blues Brothers suit. The odds of me wearing short pants anywhere were 0. And if I had to dress for Halloween, I would have gone as one of the Blues Brothers. It took decades of working on myself to finally properly dress for Halloween. Just several years ago, I went on the internet and purchased the largest, fluffiest tail I could find. And after a couple more years, on Halloween, I put it on and went to the gym. Immediately, some normal person gave me a, "Are you kidding me?" look, to which I replied with, "Would you like me to murder you?" look. And slowly, slowly, had a workout. Some part of which was really close to a trash can where all the garbage goes. You know, to hide my tail even for a little bit so that I could feel like a normal champ. And after 12 months, you know what? I did it again. And then I did it again. And then I built a rig in a small jogger backpack to make the tail stick out and not just hang behind me. And then I only waited 11 months and 3 weeks. I figured might as well work out the whole week with a tail. I was crossing the street and the mailman saw a somewhat fit fat person and started thinking to himself,
"Hey, maybe I should probably sign up for the gym."
And that's where my fluffy tail popped into view. And I could hear him murmur, "What the fuck?" It was more like, "What the fuck?" I laugh every time I tell this story. I think it's safe to say he signed up for a different gym. And just a couple of years ago, I waited only 11 months dressing up for Halloween for a whole month. And finally, just last year, I waited only 10 months and 29 days. Dressing up for Halloween for a whole month and an extra day. Here, after all those years, finally doing American Halloween justice. And although somewhat delayed, finally becoming a real American boy. In conclusion, I ask you to do the same. To begin dressing up a full month early prior to Halloween, and then use your courage, your might, your spirit, your heart to see how far you can push that back. It does not matter if you are in US or not. Halloween is not just international, it's universal. We each have a spirit animal, and unless you already look like yours, you should honor it. My spirit animal is the mixed breed house cat, and I remind you, Halloween is only 236 days away. Now is the time to start shopping for your tail. Mm-hmm.